He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with your player podcast. The Texans hit the road this weekend after their four-game homestand in October. The road game in Minnesota's Metrodome will be a huge test for quarterback Matt Schaub, who performed much better at home in Reliant Stadium. Here's Schaub talking about what he expects from the Vikings.
I think Minnesota defense in there, especially that defensive line.
Yeah, you know, they're one of the top defenses in the league, and, you know, especially against the run. They're very stout up front in the middle, and so it's going to be a great challenge for us. And they're very good on the back end as well because of the front seven allows those DBs to, you know, play with vision, and they really understand things. They're very smart veteran players, so we're set to be on the top of our game to be successful.
How important is it not to break this rhythm you guys have despite having the week home in corner?
We can't break a rhythm. You know, we got to take what we've been doing the past 3 weeks and go on the road and continue to do those things that, you know, we've been doing to win the game. And, you know, if we can continue that, then we'll be in good shape.
Every time we ask Coops about this game, he said, it's a terrible place to play. You know, it's so loud. It always sticks in his mind. A nice little 85-yard drive to quiet the crowd. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that'd be great, you know, depending on how we can go about that, whether it's three plays and get a big play, or we just, 15, 20-play drive, you know, whatever you can do. But I've never been there, so I don't really know how loud it is. I've been in places that have been loud, but it's going to be exciting, good to challenge for us on the road, and so we're excited about it. But, you know, it's whenever you can put a drive together and quiet a crowd that can get loud, you know, that's good for a road team.
Man, how much tougher is it to call audibles on the road, especially loud places?
Well, it's tough. That's why you have hand signals and you have a lot of nonverbal communication. You know, that's what you got to do on the road, whether offense or defensively. You just got to have hand signals and be able to still do the things that you do as an offense to be successful, whether you're at home or on the road.
So, I mean, when you're home, you can put your arms up and quiet the crowd. But on the road, you put your arms up and it's louder. So, I mean.
Yeah, you know, when you're at home, you can still use your words and stuff, but you still have to signal to the receiver. So we'll still do our normal package, but you know, it's just that much more important to use our hand signals.
Do you tend to call less audibles on the road just because it's harder?
Well, you might not have as many in, but you still have to have some to take advantage of what the defense has given you in certain looks. But you can't abandon completely what you do.
How much have you learned in the last 2 years on how difficult it is to win?
But it is tough, and, you know, there's a thing about playing on the road and just handling the game situations and, you know, taking care of the ball and especially early handling the noise and the crowd because everyone's amped up and ready to go and just getting into a rhythm and letting the game come to you as a player and as a team.
Matt, how about a quick start again? How important is it on the road to get off to a good start?
Oh, it's huge. You know, if you can jump out early and get a lead, you know, then kind of quiet the crowd a little bit and get the momentum because, you know, home team always comes out with a lot of energy on their home field. And so if you can get the lead early, you know, you can kind of get the momentum and kind of let the game come to you. And then you can do a lot more things and be a little bit more aggressive.
That's great. I don't know if you saw all of it, but on video you probably did. They were targeting him, but he just kept getting up around his chest. How much does that inspire your whole team?
Oh, definitely. You know, he bounces up and things like that. You know, he's going to go in there and he's going to catch the football. And those safeties, they look to hit receivers, you know, whether they're in cover two or they're in their single safety. They're looking to hit guys and, you know, try and get that ball out, you know, when they, you know, because it's tough for a receiver to catch in traffic and secure that football. But Andre does a great job of it. And, you know, I know as a quarterback, if I give him a chance, he's going to go get the football and he's going to protect it. And, you know, those hits probably look a lot worse on, you know, when you see him. If you ask Andre, I bet you could probably say that they didn't feel as bad as they look. So, you know, he's willing to take those for the good of the team.
When he comes back to huddle after those, is it everyone's spirits lifted? Oh, yeah. How is that? Is it safe?
No, we just get back in the huddle and say, let's go find another one. You know, we just pat him on the butt and just say, hey, nice catch. And let's go get another one, you know, because it's a physical game to play.
How much are you two feeding off each other right now?
No, we're doing feeding off each other a lot. You know, it's not only me and him, but, you know, all the other guys on offense. The offensive line gets pumped up when they see us connect because they know that wouldn't be possible if they weren't doing their job and, you know, the other receivers running their routes and blocking downfield. So it's a collective group effort, but, you know, we're hitting our stride. We just need to continue to do those things.
Matt,
familiar about Williams and how that possibility of catching him in stone is something pretty special.
Oh, that'd be very special, you know, especially if we can cap it off with a win and get that done. You know, that's a pretty special accomplishment, you know, and no one's ever done that. And just to be a part of that, you know, would be amazing. But, you know, first and foremost, we got to win. And if that means him catching two or three balls and the other guy's catching a lot, we'll take it. But if it means that we can get that 10 for him, then, you know, that's awesome.
Kind of a mixed bag on the spot, but just your teammates seem to agree. I do agree that you have to beat Miami, Detroit, since you go on the road, win against a good team, validate what you're doing.
Without a doubt, you know, your percentages to win at home are a lot higher than on the road just by looking at it. So if we take care of business at home and they can go on the road and, you know, get a few, especially against a good team in a tough environment like the Vikings, you know, that'll just put a stamp on what we've been able to do this past month after a slow start with our first four games and just cap off a good second quarter of the season.
Now, as an opposing defense, you'd think, I would think, priority number one would be stopping Andre and do whatever it takes to take him out of the offensive game plan. How are you all able to keep going to him and having such success?
Well, there's only so much attention, I guess, the defense can give to a guy. You know, you try and put two guys over there in a certain coverage. I mean, you put three, and then you're really taken away from the rest of the field. But, you know, we're just we're doing a good job of moving them around and putting them in different situations and different routes. And, you know, when we get the good look, we just take it. But, you know, we're not going to force the issue to them when it's not there. You know, we're going to give ourselves options.
50th spot, will it be home 4 weeks in a row?
Well, we were on the road for a whole month, so I think, you know, had to counterbalance at some point. But, you know, it was nice to come home after all we went through in September and then be at home in front of our fans. But now we just got to take what we've been doing on the road.
Some guys say it seems like it's been forever since you've had a road game. Did you get that feeling too or not?
Well, it seems that it did. But at the end of September, I said it's been a while since we had a home game too. So it goes hand in hand.
All you Texans, get up and scream.